Arts Roundup is a short, sharp look at the what, why, and where of the Cape Town art scene, focusing on events and happenings in museums and galleries listed on the Arts, Craft, and Museums map in and around Cape Town that I have enjoyed and hope that you will too.
I have with me Charlotte Corbett and Christine Crowley, who are going to tell us about Palmer Road, Musenberg. You've got quite a lineup of things happening there. Christine, well, let's start with you. What's this all about that's happening in Musenberg?
Well, Palmer Road is what one would call the historic road of Musenberg. It used to be the place where the traders would trade from. Now it's become a very artistic little group. We've got 19 businesses, I think, and 15 of them are owned by women. And many of them are artistic. In fact, most of them are artistic. And you can walk there. So it's a very nice place to visit, have a slow walk round, maybe go and have a cup of coffee at the local cafe or a beer in the local public house.
And you represent Studio 21.
I do indeed. I'm a painter. I paint primarily using acrylics. They're mainly large abstract paintings. I also do quite a lot of drawing, figure drawing and portraits.
And Charlotte, what do you do in Studio 26?
Well, I'm just across the road from Christine and I do ceramics mainly, but I also do paintings and a variety of jewellery and also showcase other artists' wares there as well. And it's a good place to come and get a variety of gifts for all occasions.
Fabulous. And Christine, tell us a bit about some of the other galleries and spaces that makes it so special.
Charlotte's already said there's Charlotte's studio. And then Gina has what she calls a workshop of a variety of different artists. So there's sewing, there's knitting, there's paintings, there's all sorts of bits and pieces that she has. Then we have Blue Priest, and they do mainly African clothing. Then there's something called Skamunkle, which is fascinating. She's a jeweller, and she produces the most amazing jewellery that you can buy from her, obviously. There's Feet, which is designer socks. And it's a whole mixture of creatives. And, oh, and there's one that I've forgotten. We have a mosaic studio, and you can actually go into Musenberg, and there's a mosaic trail. So you can walk around and look at mosaics all over the place. It's absolutely fascinating.
Is there anybody that does that little tour?
Yes, the lady who does the mosaics. She's called Sue Beasy.
And she has a studio, so you can pop in there and...
She does indeed have a studio. It's right behind June's, which is the little restaurant we have there as well.
So lots of things to see and do. You're going to go to the beach in Musenberg. Mm-hmm. So make a point of also getting to Palmer Road, because it has got a very particular vibe and a very particular presence. It's funky, it's fun, and as we said originally, also nice places to have some snack or something to eat and go around and do some more looking around and seeing what there is. But it does cover things like design and studio work and actual workshops, besides small gallery spaces as well. Anything you'd like to add to that, Charlotte?
Well, yes, we want to, the future plans are to promote Palmer Road, and we are hoping to start open studio tours.
Well, that's going to be fantastic. Something more to talk about, and good reasons for not only going to the beach, but getting to Musenberg Palmer Road. And to find your way to Palmer Road, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, and go to mapmyway.co.za, and you'll get there.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Arts, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmoe.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in and around Cape Town, rated number 3 in Time Out's World Cities for Culture. FM.